Advocates who've been pushing for paid family leave, free health care for young adults, and other progressive initiatives had a clear choice in the race for governor, Democrat Sue Minter. Their candidate lost, however. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, advocates are now recalibrating a legislative strategy that will require them to win the support from Republican Governor-elect Phil Scott.
Phil Scott was pretty clear about two things on the campaign trail. He won't raise new revenues, and additional government mandates on Vermont businesses will be off the table under his administration. That's something of a problem for the people pushing for publicly financed health insurance for Vermonters aged 26 and younger. It's also a high hurdle to clear for advocates behind the push for paid family leave, which would require mandated payroll deductions from both employees and the businesses they work for. But Lindsay DeLaurier is undaunted.
Governor-elect Phil Scott has been laser-focused on economic development in Vermont throughout his campaign. And these two proposals are both great economic development opportunities for Vermont.
DeLaurier is the state director of Main Street Alliance of Vermont, a business group pushing for mandated paid family leave and publicly financed health care for young adults. Sue Minter made paid family leave one of the centerpieces of her gubernatorial bid, and she signaled an openness to providing universal health coverage to children and young adults, no matter their income level. That plan is known as Dr. Dinosaur 2.0 and is named after the child health insurance program that it aims to expand.
Phil Scott he's pro-business, he's pro-family, and he's pro-future generations, and that's exactly what these proposals are.
DeLaurier says what's good for workers will be good for business. Sure, the plans will require raising new revenues or involuntary deductions from businesses and the people they employ, but DeLaurier says the programs will contain health care costs for businesses and improve employee retention, things she says will improve the bottom line for Vermont companies. Darren Allen is communications director for the Vermont NEA, a group pushing hard for both paid family leave and Dr. Dinosaur 2.0. The Vermont Teachers Union endorsed Minter, and the National NEA poured $75,000 into a super PAC supporting her candidacy.
It came down to our board's belief that Sue Minter was more directly aligned with the interests of our members.
Allen, though, says the union thinks it has a potential partner in Phil Scott. Scott's gubernatorial agenda might have included a pledge to hold the line on new taxes.
But at its heart, it's an economic prosperity agenda. It's an economic development agenda.
And Allen thinks advocates can make the case to Scott that paid family leave and publicly financed health care for young adults are worth bending on some of his campaign pledges.
I think that when governors or presidents lay down markers, once they actually get into the office, they find that those markers may not be as easily attainable as they think.
Both DeLaurier and Allen say they're looking to collaborate with the incoming governor.
What won't work is beating him over the head with it and trying to claim that he's obstructing anything. I don't think that'll work, and I don't think that's going to be our approach.
Waterbury Representative Tom Stevens, a Democrat, says the return of divided government in Montpelier definitely alters the legislative calculus for programs like paid family leave and Dr. Dinosaur 2.0. But he says the avenues for compromise are open.
It has the opportunity to be drawn up in a way that I think we may find support from the new governor on this. I mean, he hasn't ruled it out completely.
Stevens says advocates and lawmakers will have a much better sense of where prospects stand when Scott begins to announce appointments to his cabinet.
And until we see who is in the administration and who we're going to be working with on these issues within the administration, it's too soon to say that they're both dead in the water.
Phil Scott, for his part, says he's open to conversations with the forces behind paid family leave and Dr. Dinosaur 2.0. Many Democratic and progressive lawmakers will also be pushing for an increase in the minimum wage next year, something Scott also opposes. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.